It is 12.06 p.m. Central Time. For those of you just tuning in, Tuesday, December 28th, 2021, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour, or the second hour of our broadcast. It can't get any better than this. You're going to hear some truth in this half hour from a gentleman who has been leading a crusade across the country. And one of the people that is speaking at his event is Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. Eric Trump spoke at the last event. So I mean, this is the, we have a website here. It's called ThriveTimeShow.com. And it is our pleasure to welcome Clay Clark, the whole organizer of this, America Reawakening Tour. Welcome to the show, sir.
Brother, I really do appreciate you. I just wanted to let people know this. All I did was I sincerely did what I think everybody out there, we should all be doing. I asked God, I said, God, you know, how could you use my time, my talents, and my treasure to save this nation? And because I've had a lot of success in this free country we live in, and I have a lot of connections, and we were joking a lot about that offline, because I was a former entertainer, I owned a company where we would do 4,000 events a year, organizing large events has always been easy for me, getting together groups of people has been easy for me, and I just felt like God was, you know, nudging me to use my time, treasure, and talents to share the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, fiat currency fraud, mainstream media fraud. And because we allow people to name their price, and we have so many big names, I think people have responded. They're going, what kind of crazy person would let me name my price?
Imagine that. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, and I watched you on stage, believe it or not. Now, folks, if you've never been to one of these events, Clay Clark sounds like a game show host, except you know what's behind door number three. This is the thing. All the speakers that he has lined up, I got to watch some of these. Like Pastor Greg freaking on the John the Baptist, and you're going to remember John the Baptist, but you won't remember the executioner's name. But you'll remember right. John the Baptist because he stood up for what was right. So, I mean, it was just amazing that, you know, we would be exposed. And, I mean, there was almost 3,100 seats from what I was asking the technicians who were running the sound booth up there. This is a massive, the Elevate Life Church was a massive venue. And you're going to do this again in Phoenix here in January.
Yeah, this will be our eighth event. And I'll just tell you, folks, Eric Trump has now joined the lineup. Dr. Jane Ruby, Dr. Zelenko, he's treated 7,000 COVID patients with zero deaths. Dr. Martin, Lance Wallnau, the prophet, Peter McCullough, who was just on Joe Rogan. I mean, the energy behind these events is next level. And what happens is people are wanting to come and hear the truth. So I'm going to give your listeners, if I can, 10 knowledge bombs right now that you can find at our conferences and at time2freeamerica.com. Time2freeamerica.com. You're not going to hear anywhere else. I want everyone to look this up right now, okay? So today, everybody, look this up, okay? Type in HR666. HR666. And you say, what? I'm telling you, look up HR 666. Literally, our Congress is working on legislation that would allow, just read the documentation yourself. I cannot make up the number. Okay? Fun factoid number two, HR 6666. Why is Congress working on legislation called HR 666, that's three sixes, and HR 6666? You're not going to hear about this on Fox. You're not going to hear about it on Newsmax. You're not going to hear about it on One America. You're not going to hear it anywhere. Okay, question number three. Why is New York working on Assembly Bill A416? Check out this, Assembly Bill A416. A416 and HR 6666 allows government to come into your home and to separate you from your family if you are deemed to be a potential health risk to others. That's what we're facing right now. But that's the kind of stuff that isn't going to be talked about anywhere. Another example, what's inside the COVID-19 vaccines? If you go to time2freeamerica.com, I don't think a lot of people know, I don't think a lot of people have read the patents of what's inside the vaccines. And at our events, we actually, it's crazy, I'm not sure if your wife lets you eat the organic or not organic or how that works. In my home, I have to eat organic. That's the rule. We've been married 21 years. I have to eat organic, and we have to read the label, right? Well, if you read the label of what's inside the COVID-19 vaccines, there is RNA-modifying nanotechnology. According to Moderna, it's called luciferase. Luciferase. I can't make this up. If you go to time2freeamerica.com, click on the button that says what's inside the COVID-19 vaccines. We expose all of that to you. And it's all, every speaker gets about a 20-minute window. And by the way, it's very tough to take hours and years of research and put it into 15 to 20 minutes. But there's just so many knowledge bombs that are dropped that it is truly mind-blowing. And people walk away going, I had no idea. And then we get into currency fraud. People don't know how the fiat currency has been working since 1971. The average person doesn't know that the Federal Reserve isn't federal and there is no reserve. I mean, it's just mind-blowing knowledge bomb after another. Boom, 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 boom. And then we have an incredible altar call presented by leading pastors, Pastor Greg Locke. We have Pastor Leon Benjamin. We've got Praise and Worship with Sean Foyt. We've got Christian Clean comedians. I mean, I don't even know how to explain what it is, but it is the Reawaken America Tour, and I hope that it is a spark of a wake-up movement for the whole world.
Well, you know, Clay, and the, one of the reasons why Greg Locke just really inspired me, because this guy is on fire when he gets on stage, and the whole crowd's going crazy. I mean, this guy is like, but the thing is, they're encouraging other ministers to quit hiding behind the pulpit and get out there and start speaking the truth. And there's a lot of pushback now on the unvaccinated, even by the Catholic Church, which this is just blowing my mind.
Okay, well, let's talk about that for a second. Again, if everybody out there just assume I'm crazy, okay, type this into Google right now. Type in Vatican hosts transhumanism meeting of the minds. Okay, Vatican hosts transhuman meeting of the minds. And there you can see July 29th, 2019, Dateline, Yahoo News reports, global thought leaders assemble at the Vatican for transhuman code meeting of the minds. Are you kidding me? I don't know if you've covered this on your show yet. I'm sure you have. But did you know that Fox News, have you on your show, have you covered Charles Lieber yet? Have you guys covered a lot of Charles Lieber, the Harvard professor?
I'm not sure that we have, but I read some of what he has said.
Oh, boy.
And, it's crazy.
Okay, well, check this out. Listen to this, okay? This is a little audio clip for you. Listen to this. This is Charles Lieber, the Harvard professor, arrested for failing to disclose he made $50,000 a month working for the Chinese government, folks. Just type in Charles Lieber arrested Harvard. And this is what Fox has to say about it. Listen to this.
Control barbaric.
Here we go.
U.S. intelligence shows China is using advanced technologies like gene editing and brain control weapons to advance its military.
Did you just hear that? Gene editing and brain control weapons? And then Charlie Rose, who I recognize is probably not a big fan of your program or any program that shares the truth, but Charlie Rose has a show called The Charlie Rose Show where he interviews people that are one world leader, government, deep state, nefarious, all the people that we don't want to, that we don't like, okay? So he's sitting down and interviewing, he's interviewing, folks, let's picture this. He's interviewing the founder of the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, okay? And he asks Klaus Schwab, he says, Klaus Schwab, you wrote a book called COVID-19, The Great Reset. Please explain to me, what is the goal of COVID-19, the Great Reset? You know, what's the goal of the Fourth Industrial Revolution? This is what he has to say. Listen to this.
The difference of this Fourth Industrial Revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you if you take genetic editing.
Right.
Just as an example, it's you who are changed. And of course, it's
did you just hear that? He just said the Fourth Industrial Revolution is not about changing so much what you do for a living, is it's about changing you through the gene editing, which sounds a lot like, did we not just hear the Fox News? Did we just heard the Fox clip? I'll play it again. I want to make sure people get this. This is Fox News reporting. Here we go.
U.S. intelligence shows China is using advanced technologies like gene editing and brain control weapons to advance its military and to crush dissent.
Okay, gene editing. And you just heard Klaus Schwab say, what's the point of the Fourth Industrial Revolution? He says,
the difference of this Fourth Industrial Revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you if you take genetic editing.
So they're telling you, if you don't take the RNA-modifying nanotechnology, graphene oxide-filled COVID-19 vaccines, you cannot participate in society. Okay,
wow.
So let's talk about this. Why did Bill Gates file for a patent with a publication number WO2020-060606? Does that sound familiar to anybody out there?
Yeah, it sure does.
And okay, so let's talk about it. So this is Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18. This was John was exiled on the island of Patmos, and he wrote, he says, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, that no man might buy or sell, save that he had the mark, or the number of the beast, or the number of his name. Here's the wisdom. Let him that hath understanding, that's your listeners, that's us right now, count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. And Bill Gates, folks, look it up right now, his patent number, so type it into Google, write it down, folks, W0 202-0606-06. And that's for a cryptocurrency that goes inside the human body, thus making it possible for no man to buy or sell unless he has the mark, the technology. And who was arrested for working, who just got arrested, who used to work for Harvard? There's a lot of new names I'm throwing out there. His name is Charles Lieber. Charles Lieber was arrested for making $50,000 a month working for the Chinese government to make nanotechnology that goes inside the human body. And
did
China's using
Clay,
what?
Yeah, Clay, do these people really? I mean, I don't understand why American citizens would lower themselves to participate in such activity like this. It's bad enough that University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, under Dr. Ralph Baric, created a lot of this junk and then sent it to Wuhan. I mean, here's American citizens and people I've talked to, like Judy Mikovits, who we've had on the show before, goes into big detail about all of this stuff. And it just blows my mind. You've had Judy on stage at some of your events as well.
Right. Well, let's do this, okay? If we open up our Bible to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10, it says, "For the love of money is the root of all evil." What percentage of evil? "For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." So your program, how long have you been doing your show, approximately?
Well, the Power Hour has been in existence since 2000.
Okay, so you know how you do your show, and you've got certain principles that you adhere to, and you're not going to deviate from those. You know, you're seeking the truth on this show.
Sure.
I can just say that I have been offered so much money this year by so many people who've said, "Clay, we love your show. We would love to sponsor you." And the company, and I'm not attacking your listeners if they're into weed, but I'm not into weed. I don't think you should take mind-altering drugs, but you get the idea. They're telling me, "Clay, you have so many viewers, and a lot of truth seekers smoke weed. So if you would allow weed, you know, our company to sponsor your Thrive Time show, you could make a ton of money." And I won't do it because I believe it to be a foul, to go against my morals. I believe it's not pro-Christ, thus I believe it's anti-Christ. So that's how I view the world. But so many people don't view the world that way. They view the world as, you know, we're on the planet, and if it feels good, do it. If it doesn't violate a law, do it. Which is why abortion, although it is a violation of the Ten Commandments, and it is a sacrifice to Baal, and it is literally sacrificing the future of America to Baal, is what abortion is. It's industrial level sacrifice to Baal. Even though that is the fact, a lot of people say, "Well, it's legal." So what I'm seeing right now is a lot of people, and I hate this story is so real and so true and so fresh. But I talked to a person this week, a very high up, very. If I mentioned his name, a lot of your listeners might know who he is. And he wants his daughter to be able to play Division I sports. And so, guess what the stance was on taking the RNA-modified nanotechnology vaccines, even though this person knows what's in the vaccines. Guess what their official stance was as it relates to their daughter taking the vaccines to play Division I sports?
Yeah, they're going to take it.
Right? Right? Talked to a very,
amazing,
very long-term friend of mine, says, "I would never take the shots. I would never. This is very early on. Not going to do it. I know what's in these shots. You're not going to do it. Not going to take the shots." I mean, it's almost like a caricature of a person at this point, okay? No shots. Not going to do it. I talked to him. "How are you?" "Great." "Yeah, great." They're still kind of down, kind of low energy. "What's going on?" "I know you're going to hate me, but I wanted to go on a cruise, so I took the shot."
Oh, my. And now the cruise lines, they're having numerous breakouts. Yep.
Right, because they're RNA-modifying nanotechnology vaccines that actually are not, I mean, again, nefarious. Now, people say, "Well, why would Trump push these?" I can't speak to President Trump. All I know is this. The President of the United States was surrounded by some of the most nefarious advisors. Now, I want to brag on the good ones. I know that Peter Navarro is a great guy. President Trump speaks highly of him. He speaks highly of President Trump. General Flynn, great guy. Obviously, the deep state came after him. Ben Carson. There's a lot of good people, too, okay? But some of the people advising the president about this gene editing technology do not have your listeners' best interests in mind, period.
Well, what blew me away, Clay, is that President Trump got on TV the other day and admitted he got the booster shot. And I'm like, "Did you get a placebo, sir? Or did you actually get the shot itself? And why are you doing this? Why are you on TV advocating this and bragging it so you can hang all of this Operation Warp Speed on your administration. And it's like, look, you got to stop bragging. This is getting you deeper in trouble with the people.
Well, let's talk about this. Have you ever read, I'm not trying to paint you into a corner, I'm saying, but your listeners out there rhetorically, if you've ever read books, President Trump's book called The Art of the Deal, maybe we've read that book, or maybe somebody has read a book that he wrote the foreword for called Think Big and Kick Boop. We've probably read that book, right? Think Big and Kick Boop by a Zanker, Z-A-N-K-E-R. And there's a lot of psychological battles that President Trump likes to do when, as it relates to business. So the story I will tell from the Zanker book is President Trump is on the verge. This is back before he was president, okay? He's on the verge of declaring bankruptcy because he doesn't have any money. So with no money or very little money and headed into a bad spot financially, he hops in a tuxedo, puts on his best tuxedo, hops in a limo. And what do you think he did right before declaring to some of the bankers that he didn't have any money? He got another loan for another property.
Amazing.
And so then during this dinner, when people are going, what? Hey, these people are there. And if you read the book called Think Big and Kick Boop by Zanker, you can read it. It's an incredible story. But basically, Trump tells the story that these guys are about ready to, like, talk about foreclosing and making them look bad and taking back his hotels. And he basically stands up and says, hey, you guys are bankers. You guys do whatever bankers do. I don't know how good you guys are at running hotels. And so before you guys come after me and tell me you're going to foreclose on my properties, I want you to know I'm even more in debt than you thought I was.
So he's made himself judgment-proof, it sounds like.
And it was like some sort of jiu-jitsu move, you know what I mean? Nobody thought that a guy who's deeply in debt that had financial problems would go even deeper into debt as a way to make it where they're like, okay, fine. You can keep the property. Don't worry about it. We'd rather have you run it and just make us interest payments as opposed to take it back, right? So the only thing I can do now is now we're kind of into this psychological jujitsu move, because if you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you want to see what's in the COVID-19 vaccines, I've got the patents listed for you. This is not like tinfoilhat.com. I don't have an article where it's like it's somebody writing, what could be in the COVID-19 vaccines is this and that. And I theorize it could be this. It might be. These are the actual patents, folks. This is the actual patents of what's inside the vaccines. So we know there's RNA-modifying nanotechnology inside the vaccines. We know that Klaus Schwab is saying the entire purpose of COVID-19, the Great Reset, is, he says,
of this forced industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you if you take a genetic editing.
So, I mean, Klaus Schwab's telling you what the purpose is. So all I can hope, and I am praying, I'll tell you that, I'm just praying that President Trump knows something that I don't know. Because right now, I don't understand why you would be pushing RNA-modifying nanotechnology inside the human body when Klaus Schwab, the head of the COVID-19, the Great Reset, the author of the Great Reset, the head of the World Economic Forum, the guy who rallies up the world leaders in Davos and tells us how we're going to implement the Green New Deal and end American sovereignty, the same Klaus Schwab who says, in the future, you will have no property and you'll like it. I don't understand why you would be pushing a vaccine that Joe Biden is also supporting as well. I can't grasp it. I don't get it. But I would encourage everybody. I would encourage you go to timetofreeamerica.com. You go to timetofreeamerica.com. You've been to one of the events. I encourage you go over there right now. January 14th and 15th, we're going to Phoenix, Arizona. And we've got just now under 12% of the tickets left. So if you want a ticket, and you can name your price. And I don't know how, I mean, you've been covering events for a long time. I don't know of any other event that I've ever seen where you can name your price. And people say, what's your motive? Are you trying to build your database? Are you trying to build a name for yourself? Are you trying to build a firebrand? Well, let me tell you this. It's one way to get attacked by all the media, because I'm not giving a hall pass to Republicans or Democrats. I'm just coming after the truth. So if you want to get out to this event, just go to timetofreeamerica.com. You can go there. You can name your price. You can pay whatever you want. But you got to bring your ID to get in. So we do sell a ticket to you over the phone at a price that you feel comfortable with. But you have to bring your identification to get in, because we do keep Antifa out and people on the blacklist. And then we're going to Canton, Ohio, and February 18th and 19th. And then we're going to sunny San Diego, March 11th and 12th. And by the way, the first five people to bring your surfboard to the San Diego church on March 11th and 12th, and you get to surf with General Flynn. That is not hyperbole. That is not an exaggeration. You get to actually surf with General Flynn And then Redmond, Oregon, April 1st and 2nd, that's the final event we have confirmed. And anybody who buys a ticket to Phoenix, Arizona, it'll be at Dream City, the largest church in the state of Arizona. You get a chance to win a backstage pass to meet General Flynn. So you can observe personally that I do not pour anthrax on our conference attendees, although that is reported by the mainstream media, which is insanity.
Yeah, why would you do a thing like that if you're trying to promote the truth? I mean, that's just nuts. I don't, and of course, this is, as we said off mic, the thing is that you cannot shine a light on the darkness without the darkness trying to fight back in some way, shape, or form by starting rumor. And of course, I'm going to tell you here and now, I have talked to so many doctors. I've got to talk to Dr. Richard Bartlett. I met with David Martin. I've interviewed him on the radio before. Met with Dr. McCullough. I met with all of these frontline people. And I tell you what, until you actually get in front of them and listen to them speak at one of these events, folks, you are not going to appreciate what we're telling you right now.
I just encourage everybody out there. I mean, people don't maybe – let me just read the lineup real quick for you, Phoenix, so far. This is incredible, okay? So we kick off at 10 a.m. with Dr. Zelenko. He's treated 7,000 COVID patients with three deaths. And by the way, he advised President Trump. That's why President Trump received the effective treatments early. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny goes at 10:30. Dr. Judy Mikovits at 11. Lori Gregory, Andy Wakefield at 11:30. Ian Smith, the gym owner from New Jersey at 11:45. You've got Seth Keschel, the election expert, comes at 12:15. Dr. Brian Artis at 12:30. You've got the Flyover Conservatives. You got Richard Bartlett. You got Phil Hotzenpiller coming up there, the pastor. Mike Lindell from MyPillow fame. Lance Wallnau, the prophet. Dr. Jane Ruby. We've got Eric Trump. This is all day one. What? I mean, you've got the state representative exposing the election fraud in Arizona, Mark Fincham's going up there on the same day. Dr. Martin, Dr. Rashid Buttar, Patrick Byrne, the founder of Overstock.com, Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter. You have Zach Voorhees, the Google whistleblower. You want to talk about
fiat
currency?
We've had him on the show. Yeah, we've had Zach on the show.
I mean, we have Laura Logan just reached out, the investigative journalist. I could go on just listing names. It's truly incredible what's happening. The Kim Clement, the famous prophet, his daughter's coming to speak. Don A. Clement. It's going to be epic. TimeToFreeAmerica.com.
That's right. TimeToFreeAmerica.com. Clay Clark, thank you so much. Much success with this show. And like I said, you can just go to TimeToFreeAmerica.com. Get your tickets while they're still there. And I hope to God that Dr. Anthony Mangala doesn't sit there and get the CDC to mandate domestic air travel, that you have to be vaccinated. It's going to slow things down tremendously. Godspeed, Mr. Clark. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We'll be back after the break with a whistleblower. You're going to want to hear this.
Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Paramol began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, You know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
.12:32 in the afternoon Central Time, Tuesday, December 28, 2021. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And you ever heard the old DJ or the old commercial that say the hits just keep on coming? Well, our next guest is another big hit in my book, especially. And if you've ever seen the video circulating by a nurse who worked with the federal government, and I believe still is for the moment, she is under investigative leave, which I'm going to get to the bottom of why that is. But she decided to go to James O'Keefe at Project Veritas with what she discovered, what she knew that makes her a vaccine whistleblower. Jody O'Malley, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you so much. It's a joy to be here.
For sure. Now, Jody has a website, because when you're on administrative or investigative leave, are they paying you?
Currently they are, yes.
Okay, but there might come a time when that won't happen, because, I mean, this seems to be the way that things occur, especially at the federal level, and be with people losing their jobs. And I'm just not sure. This whole thing came about because of something that happened in Phoenix, Arizona, on an Indian reservation. And for those of you who aren't real plugged into the Indian reservation, they are under the jurisdiction of the federal government, especially when it comes to health care. And Jody, could you explain how you found out about all of this and how you decided to blow the whistle on it?
Well, it was ongoing. You know, it all started back in March of 2020 when the unscientific measures began, and we locked down and quarantined healthy with the sick. And on a reservation, especially with many not having running water, electricity, and increasing the fear and anxiety, you know, the it just went through them like crazy. We got our first wave in June and July of last year, and then it just, you know, it just kept going.
All right, so this basically now, and when I look at this video that is out there online, it's talking about this doctor who is in your, I think she's in the ER, if I'm not mistaken, and they're seeing all these patients come in, and the expression she was using about the vaccine was a four-letter word, and it starts with an S and ends with IT. And that's what she said the vaccine was full of. Is that not right?
That's correct. I wasn't actually having a conversation with her. I was having a conversation with another doctor who I was taking care of the patient with. And when she heard, when I was updating him on his labs and his status, because they were critical and he needed to know right away, you know, that's when she stepped up and interjected herself into the conversation.
I mean, it's amazing because she's awake. I can tell just from the comments that she made on that video. Folks, this is no laughing matter. Here you have a frontline nurse who, I'm sure, Jody, you've been to multiple events now since you blew the whistle on this, right?
I have, yes. I've spoken at a couple and just attended a couple as a guest.
Right. And you have to understand, folks, when you're a whistleblower, it doesn't matter what it is, you are going to get blowback like nobody's business. That's just the way it works. And so you have to have an attorney if you're going to blow the whistle. And Cameron Atkinson stepped up. And, of course, the what you basically did at WeThePatriotsUSA.org. That's WeThePatriots. Yeah. Talk about
Sorry.
That.
Okay. Yeah, so currently I'm on administrative leave pending an investigation into harassment and bullying allegations that are prompted by my decision to blow the whistle on the federal government's unlawful actions. The investigation has been ongoing now for more than 3 months, and nothing has been discovered to date. No allegation has been substantiated. So due to the government's decision to take personal actions against me, I have now just very recently retained Mike Yoder counsel, and we will be pursuing vigorously an action against the United States for retaliating in response to the protected disclosures I made in furtherance of protecting the public at large. So it seems like things will be getting heated up here, and the cost will definitely increase.
No doubt. And that's one of the reasons why you set up a Give, Send, Go account. Now, folks, we told you about Give, Send, Go before. The website is givesendgo.com, and you can add /vaccine whistleblower. That's easy enough to remember. And it will get you to where you need to be if you want to donate to the campaign, because it's the only thing that's going to help Jody O'Malley, because right now the legal aspects of being a whistleblower it's insurmountable. And I mean, there are times when as a whistleblower, you feel like nobody's listening, but really, Jody, we are, you have a master's of science in nursing and are a registered nurse. And so, you know, you've been on the front lines, you've seen all of this stuff. And from a nurse's perspective, what's happening with the treatment? You obviously know that remdesivir doesn't work. I mean, you've been on the front line long enough to know that this stuff is killing people. Can you shed some more light on this that we haven't already covered?
Yes, I can. When I blew the whistle prior to that, there was discussion about the use of remdesivir. And everyone could agree that it just was not effective. It wasn't effective at all. I did not find out about its propensity to really shut down the kidneys and the liver and possibly create, you know, the need for the intubation until after I exposed it and found out about Dr. Artis. And then, you know, investigating that. My biggest concern and why I really came forward at this time is because early treatment, I had been following the doctors since October of last year, you know, the FLCCC, and then Dr. McCullough testifying, and, you know, American frontline doctors, Dr. Zelenko. I've been following them, you know, for a year at this point, and I knew enough for myself and my family to get that those medications, ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, in our medicine cabinet last October. Now, when we got our second or our third wave come in July, and we were seeing, you know, increases of sickness and, you know, from people coming into the hospital to needing high flow oxygen, it was happening at a rapid pace. And at that point, I had talked with one of the ER doctors, and I said, you know, what are we doing? Why are we not treating these people? And he had actually reached out with, I believe it was Pierre Corey, back in December, and he had tried to get the Pharmotherapeutics Committee to start prescribing ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, and they refused. And at that point, I remember going to him and saying, I can't do this anymore. There's no way I can't, you know, talk to patients and inform them so that they have true informed consent, that going home and coming back when they can't breathe is not their only option. And he had told me at that time, it's chess, not checkers. And I said, okay, you're right. And at that point, you know, started really having serious discussions. And I had already had discussions with my manager and the nurses and the hospitalists about this for, you know, 8 months at least at this point. And, you know, and I just couldn't see the deaths anymore. It was, you know, essentially just letting people die and murdering them.
Right. And see, we're getting a lot of complaints from nurses in Florida and Sarasota specifically that basically their protocol was to put them on remdesivir and just let them go. Make room for another patient because you're going to get paid.
Right. And that's the protocol in every hospital.
And it's all because of Fauci.
Right. And it's ridiculous. The more and more my eyes were opened, you know, the Lord gave me a peace and discernment over this virus, you know, immediately. And throughout the year I had it. And I didn't change anything about my life. I still lived normally. I still allowed my kid to live normally. I actually pulled him out of school and was homeschooling him for a while. And, you know, I saw my grandbaby. I didn't do anything different. We didn't do anything different as a family except, you know, start really adding in zinc, vitamin D, and C. But we weren't even telling patients in the emergency room to take that. You know, it just is mind blowing to me that we have allowed this to happen. And so many people, nurses and doctors, are not stepping up, and they know in their heart of hearts that something is not right. But people are choosing to, you know, succumb to the evil that is out there and allow patients to continue to die and suffer needlessly. It's mind-blowing.
Well, right, and you lost a member of your own staff to this, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. You were discussing that in the video, and you got very, very torn up about it. And, I mean, you can't not be in an ER sitting or in a critical care setting without seeing the worst. And I completely, my condolences and heartfelt thoughts go out to her, your friend who you worked in the industry with, because it's sad. You know, and then I look at the jab and what they're doing with this. Have you come to the point, like Dr. David Martin and Dr. Kerry Mate and some of the other doctors that are out there, have you come to the point in believing that this is intentional, what they're doing?
Oh, absolutely. You know, back, you know, last year, it was intentional. The only thing I did not know last year was that remdesivir was probably a catalyst to the deaths that we were seeing in the hospital. That part I did not correlate. And was not aware of it until I met, you know, or heard Dr. Artis's videos.
Right. And the thing is that with all of this, and I talked to Dr. Artis at the last Clay Clark event, and, you know, when you're talking about vaccine injury and things like this, and people are coming in and you've got young kids with myocarditis and various other ailments, you know, strokes and whatnot and blood clots, you've got, you know, athletes dropping dead on the field of heart attacks. Mm-hmm. There was a video just recently released on BitChute of some woman in Japan, and apparently her cell phone flashed, and all of a sudden she just started going into convulsions. And we're not sure that that wasn't intentional, as well as part of the nanotechnology that's put in these vaccines that, frankly, people aren't being told about. I don't think one person in America, and you may choose to disagree with me on this, Jody, I don't believe one person in America was told about these hidden items that are in the shot that nobody was, I mean, they weren't told. That you can't have informed consent when you don't tell people there's nanotechnology in this stuff.
Well, you can have informed consent when you don't have an ingredient list that you can tell people, right? It's still intentionally left blank.
Yeah. And, of course, all the vaccine manufacturers aren't held liable for this.
Right. I mean, we have another whistleblower, you know, Melissa McAtee, that came out with Project Veritas, and she has all those documents, you know. But prior to that, really, I had been hearing about, you know, all these different, you know, things that could happen, like, you know, the antibody dependent enhancement, the clots, the strokes, the lowering of the immune system. I had been following that information. And now when I actually saw it with my, you know, actually started to really see it. At that point, it was like, I knew that this was going to happen. You know, I had heard about it, but, you know, nobody wants to be thought of or even think that they're a conspiracy theorist, right? But now, to me, I take almost pride in that title because it's like, a conspiracy theorist means that I'm, you know, educating myself, right, on a different theory.
Well, it also means you're shining a light on the truth, and the truth does not, you know, the truth will out, but the people that are promoting just the opposite are going to come after you. We already know that. It's happened before.
Yes, and I think the attack will come on stronger now that we are, you know, going forward after I had, you know, hired Mike Yoder. It'll be interesting. Series of events that will transpire. So having public support is even more crucial at this time.
Well, it certainly is. 844-769-2944 is the number to call in if you have a question for Jody O'Malley. It takes guts to do what she did. God love her for that because she's there on the front line. She works with AmericanFrontlineNurses.com. And tell me about that organization, because so far everybody, it seems like it's been kind of overshadowed by America's Frontline Doctors.
Yeah, so American Frontline Nurses, it was an interesting how I became involved in that. When my story broke, when I was still at with Project Veritas, I received a text message from a close friend of mine that her sister was in the hospital and how to go about, obtaining some ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, the FLCCC protocol. And she was in a desperate situation. Well, prior to that, maybe a month prior, I had reached out to Nicole Suratek, who is the founder of American Frontline Nurses, but I had her phone number, but we never connected. I wanted to, you know, let her know what I was about to do, since she is really the original nurse whistleblower in New York. And I had sent her a text and I said, you know, hey, this is Jody O'Malley. I have your phone number. I just released a video of Project Veritas. My friend needs help. Can you help her? And she said, no problem. And she just took over. And then after that, we had more of a conversation of the patient advocacy that she was, that she had been doing this entire time, like really boots on the ground type work, you know. And she had suffered a lot with her, you know, whistleblower story. So immediately I met up with her and Lori Jean, who's with United States for Medical Freedom in Dallas, Texas, when they had the COVID symposium, and immediately, you know, we connected and were wanting to move forward. And so now I've been volunteering my time with them since I've been off work.
Sure. Now, the thing is that whistleblowers, obviously in the medical profession, I mean, you've got a BSN and an RN, an MSN rather, an RN. The thing is you have gone one step past the BSN, which basically most people that have administrative positions get. Because my daughter is an LPN going for her RN. And so one of the things that it's a big risk knowing what kind of educational background you have and how much of this is at risk.
Right. I have the Arizona Nursing Board. They had received some complaints. I still have to answer to that. I got an order of protection, which I am going to fight that against. You know, you're talking to someone who's never had any issues with the law or reprimanded in any way. I mean, I received almost stellar reviews at work, and now I'm having to navigate this legal aspect. So it's very different.
Yeah, nobody likes pushback. You know, they don't like to know the truth. As a matter of fact, if there's a nefarious activity going on, they'll do everything in their power to stop the whistleblowers from doing anything. You have not received any kind of death threats, have you?
I have not. Thankfully, no. Other than the stress of, you know, trying to navigate this legal system and decide on how I want to proceed, I had talked with my attorneys and they know, you know, do I go quietly in the night and, you know, kind of, you know, like I told my one attorney, I said, I feel like a child that got reprimanded and told to stay in the corner. And now I'm sitting and waiting for my punishment when I did nothing wrong except tell the truth. And God didn't make me that way. God made me a fighter. I've always been a fighter. And he's gotten me through some amazing journeys through my life. And I've had a wonderful life. But that's because I allow him to lead me. Especially now in my 40s. You know, in my 20s and 30s, I went off on my own path a little bit.
See, your last name is O'Malley. Isn't that Irish?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so there you go. You're O'Malley. You're a fighter anyway. You know that. So, all right. 844-769-2944. Eddie in Missouri, you are on the phone with Jody O'Malley. How are you today, sir?
Hello. Very good. Thank you very much. I have two questions. How do you get hexachloroquine and a list of what's in the vaccine or how to find it? Thank you.
How would you get hydroxychloroquine? There's several places that you can go to. You can go to pushhelp.com American Frontline Doctors. I'm not sure what area you're in, but like Dr. McCullough says, there's only about 500 doctors or nurse practitioners that are treating patients for early prophylactic. Out of 1 million. So that's a staggering number. But pushhelp.com has been what I've used recently, as well as people I know. And you get a phone call back very quickly. They are sending these prescriptions to compound pharmacies because the major chain pharmacies are mandated not to prescribe it for COVID. So That would be where I would turn to, pushhelp.com. And the list of ingredients, they're not exposing that, right? It's not public information. So we don't know exactly what's in it other than what these whistleblowers are coming out and telling us.
Right. Well, and we did see the graphene oxide, and of course, Dr. Andreas Nowak was murdered by German police 4 days after he released that video showing the graphene oxide in the jab. So, you know, a lot of people have made some serious sacrifices. Eddie, did that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Sounds good. Anything? It's Push Health, H-E-A-L-T-H, pushhealth.com. AmericasFrontlineDoctors.org, AmericasFrontlineDoctors.org. That is another website that you can go to. Now, they are backed up. I will say this because we've been on the site and we've seen what's going on. And so we know that everybody and their brother is calling them. And, you know, the one thing that we like, Jody, on this show is we'd like to provide solutions. And I certainly am glad that you gave us that. Obviously, now it isn't just the major issues with the pharmacies, the chain pharmacies not wanting to fill these prescriptions, but it's also the fact that, you know, these various delivery services are on the lookout for packages that might contain this stuff. Were you aware of that?
I am. It's crazy, isn't it? It's nuts. Yes,
they really don't want this getting out.
No, and you know what? I want to direct people to FLCCC.net. That's Frontline COVID Care Consortium, or they can also go to COVID19criticalcare.com and go and look at what these wonderful doctors have put together for prophylactic treatment. There are things that you can buy over the counter or get Amazon to you, like the nasal rinses, black cumin seed oil or seed that you can eat or put in your tea that acts as an antiviral and anti-inflammatory. So we do have natural remedies, and I encourage people, highly encourage them to go and look at what they've provided for you. You know, turmeric is another one. You know, vitamin C, D, zinc, extremely important to take. But that nasal rinse with the Providine diluted has been shown. I just listened to Dr. McCullough again. It's been shown in Bangladesh, and they have zero COVID cases, and they've been using this as a nasal rinse, and it also helps with sinuses as well. You just dilute it, squirt a couple up your nose. You can even gargle with it, or gargle with like a Crest Complete, you know, mouthwash. And I can't say the word Cetylpridium or something like that is the active ingredient. But
right.
go on to flccc.net and let them guide you.
There you go. All right, Joni O'Malley, thank you so much. We are out of time. We're going to post that video. Federal government HHS whistleblower goes public with secret recordings. Vaccine is full of caca. So
yes.
You're going to be able to log on, and you're going to see Jody talking to Project Veritas about this, and it's a big sacrifice. Her website is gibsendgo.com/vaccine whistleblower. She needs the cash to help fight the fight, because every one of these cases, these frontline nurses and doctors win in the attack, the pushback that's coming at them, because their careers are at risk. You know, like Dr. Paul Thomas, who we just had on the show, got his license suspended in Oregon. What can I say? Jody's on the front line. God bless you. We're out of time. Once again, it's been a great show. Lots to digest. You can look us up on thepowerhour.com, thepowerhour.com, and get the archive broadcast right here in case you missed any of it or you need more info. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We will see you tomorrow. Until then, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.